And good morning, good afternoon. Welcome to the Football Full Disclosure. This is episode 18, game week 33. Wow, it's almost over.
It's almost over. Yep.
We are first place. Made hard work of it, but we did eventually beat Leicester.
We did.
Who are looking really bad, but we'll get into
Relegated Leicester,
but we'll get into that. But it's great. We could potentially win the title at Anfield against Spurs, a team that historically we don't tend to struggle against. But I want to talk about Trent. He won, well, he scored the winning goal. First left foot, goal for some reason. No idea why that is. 350 appearances. Wow, that's a haul for him, isn't it? He's done quite well. And the celebration. There's a lot of talk about the celebration. He took his shirt off, flexing his muscles and everything, looking very, very... Oh, what's the word I'm looking for? Dedicated. What's your take on it?
Wait for it. It's going. I'm not really sure what the celebration means. I know people are talking about it, but I'm not sure. I've not thought too much into it. Obviously, a lot of passion there. He was very happy to score. He's just come back from injury. But who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? We talked off the air. I wonder if possibly, there might be he's maybe building it up. Going to be a big reveal. Maybe he's going to do a Steven Gerrard and decide to stay at the last minute. And then all the fans are going to go wild and everybody's like, yeah. I don't know. Maybe. Or maybe he's just.
Thinking a Wolf of Wall Street situation. I'm not leaving. I'm going to stay. But I think we're getting our hopes up. I just think you
never know. Like, that would be great PR. And I think that
it would
the fans would absolutely just go nuts for it. They would love it. And to cement his place in history, if that's really what he wants as a local lad, is to at the very last minute be like, no, you know what? I'm going to stay. This is my club. Let's keep going. We just won the title. Let's go again next season.
Alan Shearer made a good point on Match of the Day. He's won it all. Why stay? I mean, I think, do we get, for me personally, I do get hung up on things like being a legend. I don't think we have modern day legends anymore, because it's so cutthroat. It's so mercenary, but is that important?
I think legacy is incredibly important. That word for me means more. I think in my life, I'd want to leave something behind that, to be remembered fondly for something.
Okay.
And I think as a footballer, if it were me as well, you say, Alan Shearer said, I should say, he's won everything. Why wouldn't he go to Real Madrid? Well, if you can continue to win things at the club you're at, why would you leave? That's my flip side of that. This is where my family is. This is where I, where I grew up. This is what I love. Why wouldn't I stay if I can compete for Champions League, if we can compete for the Premier League, if we're winning domestic cups as well? I'm getting all the trophies here anyway. Why would I leave? So, I mean, the only reason I could think that I might, in my mind, would be the weather.
The Spanish weather. But what about the draw of Real Madrid? I think, we're forgetting this is probably the best team. Well, game against Arsenal doesn't prove that, but it's Real Madrid. They are on paper the best team in the history of football potentially. And doesn't he want to be another player? A British player that's
all
played.
That's all he'll be. Another British player that's gone there that probably won't light it up and probably won't be remembered. I mean, maybe I'm being unfair.
That's harsh.
Maybe I'm being unfair. Yeah. And maybe he will go there and absolutely rip it up. Maybe he will.
From the right back position.
But quite often, players will leave, go to what they see as a bigger club, and it doesn't work out for them.
Yeah.
And they are just another player. And then it's like, well...
I mean, okay. When you think Real Madrid, first player that comes to your mind?
Steve McManaman. If I'm thinking about Liverpool players that have gone there.
Okay. If you were Spanish, though... And you are a mad supporter of Real Madrid. What's the first player that comes to your mind for you when you think Real Madrid?
If I were a Real Madrid fan, I would just think, what are the biggest players that have played there? Like Ronaldo. I mean, I'm not talking,
Exactly. Ronaldo. For me, I think Raul, Ronaldo. Is
I'm talking about the first Ronaldo.
Of course, the original. There's only one Ronaldo.
Not CR7.
Of course, no. But... can Trent get that? I don't think so. Will he be remembered as a Real Madrid great. No, absolutely not.
And this is my point. I don't think, the same when Coutinho went to Barcelona, isn't it?
No, we know how that ended.
And we know how that ended. Yeah. And I don't think that it would be necessarily the same situation for Trent. I'm sure he would do well there, but he won't be remembered in that
vein.
Exactly. No. I don't think he'll be remembered in that vein at Real Madrid, but he will be remembered that way at Liverpool. And that's the point. If he's a one team club and he ends up retiring or at least getting,
getting close to
twilight years where you're like, you know what, I'm going to go to Stephen somewhere Gerrard. Else and cash in a little bit before I retire and do whatever it is I'm going to do afterwards, then he will be remembered as a legend.
Mm.
He absolutely will be remembered. He'll be remembered as one of the all-time greats. And I do think Liverpool are going to have more success in the coming years.
I think so. I agree. Talking about more success and all-time greats, what do you think of this title race? Is it an all-time great title race? Oh, God, no.
It's not even really a title race,
is it? It isn't really.
It stopped being a title race quite a long time
ago.
So, no, in terms of title races, certainly not. And again, we have been used to some really good ones for the last however many seasons.
We've been spoilt and we've been at the unfortunate end.
But they are title races of two. There is a two-team race, basically, two-team race, right? And it's either been Man City or Liverpool.
Yeah.
Or, last season it was Man City, Arsenal. Okay. Yeah. So both.
And we were in it for a while.
We were in it for a while. We dropped off, obviously.
Mm.
But we've had some very good title races between two teams. But the teams below them, haven't really been in it. The only difference this season is there are no teams below us have really been in it.
No.
I mean, it was for a while. It was pretty close for a little while. Obviously, we started off down and then went up and took over everybody else.
Yeah.
And then we got consistent, and that's good. I still don't like that people talk about, it's just a really poor
title
season.
I think that's...
The quality is poor. I don't believe that. I think actually the quality is better, and that's why it's harder.
Absolutely. I think that's just teams being, whatever, rival fans just diminishing.
Oh, but these are pundits on TalkSport talking this as well. There's a few people saying, exactly,
pundits know?
You've got these people saying, it's not as competitive anymore, but you still look at the points holes, you look at the fact that teams like Forest are there and thereabouts, picking up results, having a great season.
Yep.
I might have to change my views on Manager of the Year, because I'm not sure Slot will get it. Certainly not if things carry on going the way they're going.
That's okay. That's
We'll come
back to that.
We'll swing back round to that. But
bombshell. Okay.
No, I know. I was thinking about it and just thinking how well some of these other managers have done, considering what they have.
Yeah.
And where they are expected to finish.
Got to wait to the end of the season, I think. I think you do.
I still think you have to wait to the end of the season because there's still trophies to be won, isn't
absolutely,
there?
Absolutely. And that could FA Cup and Champions League, Europa League. Yeah.
But I mean, if the usual suspects win the cups, and it's not the clubs that have done exceptionally well, then it could be anybody's. But I think if like say Forest do well in, they're still in the FA Cup, right?
They are Forest, Villa, I think Newcastle.
Yeah, so I mean, there's a few clubs that are around the top now that are having pretty decent seasons. Yeah. So I mean, that could definitely tip it if one of those wins the FA Cup as well.
Okay. Let's talk the relegation.
It's almost
done. Obviously, Ipswich need something.
They're not
going to get anything.
Next game, I think, isn't it? They're down.
Yeah, but I want to talk about the fact that this is, second consecutive season that the three teams that have come up have gone right back down. What is going on? Is the league too difficult? Or are these teams just not set up to succeed in the Premier League? Is there a huge gulf in finances, for example? Because, Ipswich, did they spend a lot of money? Not really. Leicester, they're not being run that well. They spent some money. There were managerial issues. So what's going on? Because, the teams that are coming back up, it's looking like it's Leeds, Burnley, and, whatever team is in the playoffs. But I can see those teams going right back down again.
Yeah, I think so as well. You look at it and it's 14 points currently from 17th to 18th.
That's insane.
I mean, that's a fair points margin, right?
That is huge.
Between going down and staying up.
Yeah.
Which just goes to show how far off the standard they are. And again, this for me reflects how strong the Premier League is. The established clubs are pretty well established.
Okay.
And that's why it's difficult for teams to come up and break in, unless, of course, they have massive backing and can then say, right, let's throw a load of money at it.
Okay.
But that doesn't always work.
So let's look at teams that have, in previous seasons, come up and established themselves. Forest came up, three seasons ago? You look at them now, they've done well. Fulham's another one. They came up not that long ago. You know, they were a bit of a yo-yo side as well, but look at them. They're in, sat in ninth place. Brighton, you know, I know you want to talk about Brighton being a very well-run side. Brighton, Bournemouth. Those are sides, you know, obviously Crystal Palace have been a yo-yo side for a while now. But some of those sides have come up and they've retained their positions in the Premier League. Is it money? Because obviously, you know, Forest spent a lot of money. So do you need to spend money to survive in the Premier League, or do you just need a really good manager? What's going on there?
Well, you need money. You need players. You can have the best manager in the world, but if you haven't got the players to compete, then you're not going to be able to. Championship sides are not going to be able to compete in the Premier League. Now, some of the players could potentially competed and stayed in the Premier League and managed to play at that level. But you are certainly going to need to invest, and you're going to need to invest smartly because...
Significantly.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, do it in a smart way. Mm. You know, bringing in players that are either already established Premier League players, you know they can compete at that level.
Yeah.
Or having a good scouting department.
Yeah.
You can go out there and find you players who are going to be able to compete that are not going to be super expensive. And that's not super easy to do.
And a good manager, maybe.
Well, I mean, a good manager obviously helps as well. But ultimately, yeah, I think... It's difficult, isn't it? Because I think you want to go up like Ipswich and play attacking football and go at teams. But you've got to then balance that against we need to be kind of sensible in certain games. Yeah, exactly.
Ipswich have been naive.
We're not going to be able to play attacking football against the big boys and come out with results. We're going to have to set up a different way. So I think you have to be a flexible manager in regard to tactics and not just sticking to your guns, because I think a lot of managers now just stick to their guns tactically.
Their philosophy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That word, philosophy. This is my philosophy. This is how we played.
I will stick at it.
We just did fantastically well in the championship. You know, we smashed it. We were ripping teams apart. Let's take that into the Premier League and carry it on. And of course, that doesn't happen, does it?
Or you are relegated with your team and end up managing Bayern Munich. There's also that.
Yes, well, that doesn't happen very often, let's be honest. That was a bit mad.
Sean
Dyche talking about that was funny.
Yeah, there we go. That's that never, almost never happens. But yeah, Ian McKenna is not a bad manager. I could see him managing Real Madrid probably if he's if he carries on with his philosophy. Anyway,
there we go, Real Madrid.
Yeah,
there's
there
your
we
next
go.
Manager.
Let's move on. So, okay, Wolves were in the relegation fight for a vast majority of the season. We've said this for a while. They were going to stay up. We knew they had the quality. You know, Cunha, Sarabia scored a great, you know, free kick. Decent defense. The problem was obviously the manager, and they brought in this guy, Vitor Pereira, who, since he's come in, has been 29 points. At the start of the season, or around that relegation difficulties, would you have had Wolves being level on points from United? That's a shocker.
That is a shocker.
It's insane.
I think Wolves have been, as you say, fantastic since Pereira came in.
Yeah.
I mean, they could essentially finish just under mid-table or kind of low mid-table by the end of this season, considering most of the time was spent around the relegation zone. It will end up being pretty decent.
They've won 5 games consecutively, if not more. That's crazy.
That's crazy. But we knew, everybody knew they had the players. Wolves shouldn't have been in that relegation battle. It just didn't work out.
No.
Bad start. Bad luck, though. We forget this, but you've got to remember at the beginning of the season, they had a really, really bad run of fixtures.
Yeah, they did.
Like, really
did,
tough run.
I'll give them that much.
And it was, not an easy way to get started. And once that confidence goes down, it's difficult to bring them back up. You've got to be the right kind of person to bring it back up, and obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah, and then obviously United, who had the, you know, the extra time dramatics. It was, I didn't watch the game, but I saw the BBC, the live updates. You know, at one point it was 4-3. I thought, oh, game's done. It was like 100 and something plus minutes. I thought this game is done. And, you know, I go back to it, and it's United won 5-4, and it's like, what happened there? The fans will probably, you know, this will give them a lift. This will, you know, there's a possibility of winning a cup. But unfortunately for me, the league is the best litmus test for where you are as a club. And the very fact that they are sat in 14th place on 38 points shows us that United are having the worst season.
Let's remember that West Ham, who was 17th, were on 36.
There we go.
So, I mean, this could end far worse. I mean, literally, if they keep doing what they're doing in the league, which is not an awful lot, they're pretty shocking.
Yeah.
They could end up finishing just above the relegation zone, which would be unheard of.
Wowzers.
Crazy, right?
That would be crazy. So I think it's, you know, United supporters, you know, actually, you know, in fairness to them, I think they are realistic. They know that, you know, this win against Lyon doesn't mask the issues that they have. You know, I watched the match of the day and, gosh, Højlund, he just looks out of his depth, doesn't he?
Yeah, no confidence whatsoever.
He cannot be leading the line. He should not be leading that Man United line. I think he doesn't know whether to zig, to zag. You know, he's not putting his chances away. The confidence is an issue for him as well. And he's a young player. And I think, you know, signing a guy like that to lead the line for United is, you know, poor.
I saw some wonderful skill from him when he skinned that guy up and then went down the left-hand side. But again, there was no final product, was there?
Ran out of ideas.
Yeah, exactly. He kind of got towards the box, then didn't really know what to do.
No.
Decided to kind of go on the outside and just messed it up. But he's got skills. But again, I agree with you. I think you need someone with a bit more experience leading that line. There's talk of Cunha going to United. They want to bring him in. I mean, of course, they want to bring everybody in.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm Cunha, why am I going to United? I'm
like, come to Liverpool. No, his disciplinary record is a bit shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, for me, if I'm him, I'm thinking, well,
why United?
Yeah, exactly. Wolves are probably going to finish above United by the end of the season.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Of course, you don't know what's going to happen. If it's wholesale changes in the summer, which is obviously what United need.
It will. It looks like it should be.
And players that fit the system that they now want to play.
Three in the back,
Because I read that apparently the manager was looked at and then rejected because the style was so different.
By Liverpool?
No,
or by United as well, really?
Yeah, so they'd already, they looked at him and said, actually, no, his style's nothing like what we have been playing or what we want to play. And then they kind of like, no, okay, we'll look at other people. And then they came back around and ended up bringing him in anyway, so.
Maybe this is what they do need, because unfortunately, the things they've been doing haven't worked for them. So maybe actually go on a bit left field. You know, he's had Ruben Amorim little moments that shows actually, you know, he's an okay manager, but he will need his team to play in his style, because if he doesn't have that, you know, next season is gonna look, it's gonna be tough, because right now, you know, sitting 38 points, 14th place is, it's not good enough. And if you don't build positively from that next season, unfortunately, I know, you know, we joke about this, but they can and they will struggle, because the other teams around them will strengthen.
No, I think you have to commit to the manager. If they bring the manager in who plays this system, you've got to give them a chance to actually sign players that fit this system.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, they're going to need to have a big clear out. Yes, they're going to need to bring in players that suit that style. The problem, I think, and it will be a continuing problem, is if they do this and then sign all these players to fit this specific system the manager wants, it still doesn't work out. Then the manager gets shipped out. They're left with all these players that fit a system that the new manager probably isn't going to be playing.
No.
Because there aren't many managers that play that three at the back.
No. Yeah. No.
It's not super common. I mean, again, would they then say,
in the Premier League as well?
Let's find someone else who fits the system that we've now moved to.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of a mess, isn't it, I think?
It's a bit of a mess.
But we'll see. I mean, I guess if he brings players in that do fit his system, there's no excuses, is there?
No.
If it doesn't work out.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Arsenal, who obviously faced Ipswich. It was such a one-sided game. It was a very compelling win from Arsenal. A bit of help from the red card. Arsenal supporters, are you listening? You had a bit of help from a red card. So please don't complain about things not going your way. They gave the opposing player a red card. Live with that, okay? Accept that. Arsenal needed that, because, you know, it was getting a bit close with the teams behind them, and I think the last thing they needed is getting into, you know, potential of a top four battle when second place had looked like a possibility for them. So they needed that, didn't they?
Yeah, I think a runners up, a little bit of space between them and the teams below them, so they can concentrate on obviously the one thing they are going to be concentrating on this season.
Champions League.
Exactly. That's where all their hopes are going to lie, aren't they?
Yeah.
In having a good run in that, maybe making final, maybe even going on to win it. So, yeah, I mean, let's be honest, some shocking results in the Champions League from their side, from their point of view, because I didn't see those results coming.
I did not.
I thought it was going to be a lot tougher.
I didn't have Arsenal in the semi-final on my bingo card.
No.
I would have thought us finishing top of that Champions League table in the revamped Champions League setup, we would have been in and around. But, you know, PSG you know, we go back to it, were the far, far, far better side against us. I do think Arsenal will struggle against PSG. I'll be honest. I don't see them beat, you know, if the PSG side that showed up against us show up against Arsenal, I think Arsenal don't have a hope. But it's a Champions League, and you know, they're going to go for it, because this is, for me, I think this is probably their big opportunity to potentially win the Champions League. You know, you're looking around, you know, it's what, Inter Milan, Barcelona, PSG. I mean, those are teams that Arsenal will fancy their chances against.
Yeah, I think they've got a good chance. If they can win the next game, why not? Mm. Why not go on and win it?
Why not?
No, but I mean, they will be up for it. If they can, they've just turned over one of the best clubs, as you said,
yep,
in the world, or probably in, you know, ever, and certainly ever, the biggest winners of the Champions League.
Yep.
And they did it quite convincingly, in
very
fairness.
Very well, yeah.
So they'll have a lot of confidence going into the next game. And if they do it again, I say a team that obviously knocked us out and really outplayed us, to be quite fair.
Absolutely.
If they manage to turn them over as well, I mean, they're going to be like, this is ours to win.
This is it.
And they can, and to be honest, I believe they absolutely could go on and win it.
Yep.
But that's where they've got to focus everything. The league's gone. They know that.
Yeah.
I think they've all finally admitted that is the case. So it should probably be wrapped up in the next game by the weekend.
I think they're delusional, and they will never, ever, you'll never hear the words from them admitting that the league is wrapped up. But well, anyway. Yeah,
when they're doing us a guard of honour for us, as we're going
that's how they'll set up, right? Yeah.
So look, we'll see how they get on. But I think, yeah, I mean, that's where it's all at for Arsenal, isn't it? This is their season. If they can have a really good Champions League campaign, runners-up, I think they'd probably say, again, not a bad season.
Okay, so third, we have, I believe, when I took my screenshot yesterday, it was Newcastle, but now third place is Forest. Fourth is Newcastle. Fifth is Man City. And then you've got sixth place, Chelsea. It's heating up. I think this is where, you know, this is what I love about this league, isn't it? It's, you know, this top, what do you call it? You know, top three, you know, fifth, whatever it is, you know, because it's looking like it's going to be fifth place that gets Champions League, possibly. It's just changing. It's constantly changing. I want to ask you, what's your prediction? Who do you think has got it in them to finish third, fourth and fifth?
I still fancy Forest to finish in the top four. Okay. I still think it will finish Liverpool, Arsenal, Forest. I know I said that before, and then Forest had a couple of bad results, I doubted
two
myself.
Losses on
but,
the,
you know,
yeah.
But then, you know, Forest got a win again, a decent result for them.
And they've just...
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know, why not? I mean, City have been playing better recently as well.
They're finding form.
So, you know, there's enough games left that this could end...
Villa are
in any way really
in form. They've, you know, won five games in a row. They are no longer in Champions League, so that's, you know, and I think, you know, they brought Newcastle right back down to earth with that thumping win. It was, you know, 4-1. Did you see the Champions the match of the day?
I did. Yep.
It was, you know, it was pretty convincing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, City, you know, I think you can't count them out. And Chelsea as well. I think, you know, for me, Chelsea were kind of like in the doldrums, just, you know, where they were going. And then this emphatic win against them, you know, it was a dramatic late win from Neto. So, you know, can you count Chelsea out? Yeah, it's a tough one.
I don't think Chelsea will finish in the top four.
You don't think?
No, I don't think. I don't think they... It will be either... I think it'll be Forest. It'll be either Newcastle or City that finish in the other spot, I think. And then, I mean, look, you've got a big game tonight, Man City, Villa.
Yeah.
So that's the late game this evening.
Yeah.
That's a big game.
I fancy.
And then I think
I do fancy Villa, unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. And that could very easily be Villa, couldn't it?
That could
be. So, yeah, I mean, this we'll know a little bit more after today, and obviously tomorrow as well.
Yeah.
Arsenal Palace, not a big problem for them because they have a bit of a cushion now, as we already said.
Yeah.
And then, of course, then we've got the weekend games again. So
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see what happens after this weekend.
No,
no problems from us, and we
should
be okay.
No problems from us, of course, yes. And then we get certain sides, your Bournemouth, Fulham, Brighton, Brentford, Palace, Everton, who are just, I guess, they're just going through the motions, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Just, you know, playing out the season. I do want to have a special mention for Brandon Boomo. I'd love to see that guy at Liverpool. I think he...
Keep reading these links. There's always links,
18 goals he has scored. I think he has had an excellent... You know, I think in the future, we'll talk about team of the season and manager of the season. We might, let's have a little chat about that, because you threw in, not sure if slot anyway. But Brandon Boomer, I think, he's had a great season. I like him. I like his attitude. I think, he gets the job done. You know, he's left-footed, but I think he's very, very comfortable on that right foot. And, despite the fact that he's balding, or looks like he's balding, he's actually quite young. He's 24,
25. Is that right? I was gonna ask how old he was. I thought maybe 27,
no,
28.
Brandon Boomer is younger than he looks.
From a Liverpool point of view, would be probably, well, if he's going to take over from Salah.
Yeah.
That's 2 years, right? So
he's 25 years old. He fits the profile of the player.
The
he has very.
Well, I'd like to see him at Liverpool.
Excellent,
I think he'd be
excellent Premier League experience, and he's not old. And I think.
Oh, he'd be great.
I think teams will be sniffing around.
He'll
if
be a
they're
great
not
signer.
Around. He'll be a great signer.
I think that would be really smart business. I'd be smart business for anybody, but I think it'd be great business for us. So if they are thinking of doing that, I'll be behind that 100% because he's a dangerous, dangerous player.
Very dangerous. Okay, before we call it quits for today, why slot? What's the issue with slot not winning manager of the season? Why would you not?
No,
I would on the virtue that it's the first season replacing Jurgen Klopp and he's won a Premier League.
Yeah, but I mean, they're not going to judge on replacing Jurgen Klopp as part of the criteria for who gets manager of the year, are they? And they're also not going to be looking at it, I don't think, is his first season. Maybe they do. Maybe that goes in there. But I mean, yes, you've won the Premier League. Fantastic. Okay, great. But then if and again, we have to wait till the end of the season, but if, for example, Forest win a cup as well, win the FA Cup, right?
Yeah.
And finish third, how is Santo not getting that? I mean, like, let's be honest. People are tipping them for relegation. He's finishing the Champions League and he's won a cup. I mean, I think he probably deserves it. So I had a little bit more of a think about it, and some of the other managers that have had, Eddie Howe finishes top four and has already won a trophy.
Already won a trophy.
You know, I mean, there's a good chance that he could be in there as well.
If they're not judging the fact that Slot has replaced Klopp and, it's his first season, why would they judge Eddie Howe and winning a cup winning a cup in 70 years or whatever? Like, why should that be taken into consideration and not a guy coming from Feyenoord with zero Premier League experience and winning a cup in his first season?
Well, this is the thing, is I don't know what the criteria is for manager of the season.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be worth maybe finding out what they judge it on, because
let's find out.
I think a lot of the time it's more about how big has the job been that they've done and how successful have they been with what they had, right? So if you're a team that doesn't have a lot of resources and yet has still managed to do incredibly well, goes down to your management, how good you are as a manager, I would have thought. Again, Slot he inherited a very good team.
Someone else's team.
Yeah, someone else's team, but still a very good team.
Not his team.
No, but still a very good team. So, I mean,
one sign-in in Chiesa that has featured
four
times. Mm. Can that not be taken into account? The fact that
Hey, look, man, I want him to win it. don't get me wrong. I want him to win. Okay. And there is still a good chance he will, because the Premier League's the big one.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But then again, I'm not sure what the criteria is. Does Champions League count in there? Is this just like...
If Arsenal win the Champions League...
Second place. I mean, is that...
10 points behind us.
Well, again, is that enough? So, to be honest, I think it could be up for a few different names. I think there could be a few people running for it.
I mean, we know who's not going to win it. Not Pep. That's for sure.
No, definitely not.
Enzo Maresca.
Amory neither.
I'll leave it out. Vitor Pereira, for what he's done, keeping Wolves up, but no.
I mean, no, I'll be honest, he's done a fantastic job.
He's done a great
job,
but would you consider that? Like, I don't know.
Don't know what the criteria is. Yeah. When we get off the air, what we actually do is some research into what the criteria is, and then when we come back next time.
Don't tell them that. We do our research a lot of research. Yeah, I've got my notes here. Okay, that's... thank you very much for listening. That was the Football Full Disclosure. Bye-bye.
Bye.